Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Greetings and welcome to On the Road. Here, we love to tell great stories, to discover the redemption and the perseverance that can come from our journeys of faith. It's undoubtedly the case that when it comes to stories in today's world, there is incredible power in a tale well told through film and television. And this fall, what's been talked about as something of a renaissance in faith-based TV and films continues with the release on DVD and Blu-ray Tuesday of NBC's AD The Bible Continues.
Truth. What is truth?
Rome holds Judea loose in its hand only as long as the Sanhedrin is able to manage its people.
He threatened everything these people believe in.
I've betrayed innocent blood.
Judas!
He was a magician from Galilee. He needed to be silenced.
The Nazarene preached insurrection against all authority.
Your leader had a great following. The authorities murdered him. They won't stop with him. Join us.
We are fishermen, not fighters.
You are disciples of the Nazarene.
We are.
Also released earlier this fall was the digital disc of the extraordinarily redemptive movie, Little Boy. On this edition of On the Road, we have the chance to dig into both of these ambitious projects and give you a window into the great faith behind them. Later this half hour, we'll hear from Little Boy's star, Jacob Salvati. But first, we explore the beloved story told in NBC's AD The Bible Continues, as we welcome the excellent actress Chipo Chung, who portrayed Mary Magdalene. She explains what an extraordinary experience it was to depict such a beloved character in the greatest story ever told.
It was one of the most special experiences of my life, really. We were in this most beautiful location in Morocco. And I especially loved the costume design on the show. Our Italian designer, I just thought, was just so sophisticated, but also so simple, because, of course, we were playing the disciples and we weren't very wealthy, but just the layers of robing and then the setting that we were in, you really didn't have to imagine much what it was like to walk in the shoes of the disciples, because you're wearing sandals, you're walking over these hard stones in a dusty kind of desert landscape, the sun is beating against you. I had these sort of veils over me, and sometimes when I was walking around, I had to put the veil over my face because the sun was so hot. And it just really, I mean, you didn't have to do much imagining. And that was really very special, especially for me when we did the resurrection scene by the tomb, because the setting for that, which I think is episode 2 in the DVDs, it was exactly as I had seen it in my imagination, or obviously in depictions of what that site was like. But to actually stand there and look out on the landscape and have Juan Pablo de Pache, who played Jesus, also looking so stunningly beautiful and radiant, was really one of my most special experiences as an actor.
Well, I know that you've talked about that moment and that you've said that you were a bit surprised by how emotional it was for you. Could you reflect on that a bit?
Yeah, it's one of those things where that's the amazing thing about being an actor. And I know that, throughout the world, especially around Easter time, there are many enactments of the crucifixion, for example. And of these stories, I mean, I remember being a narrator for the Christmas story when I was a kid.
Sure.
But there is something about stepping into those shoes. You really hear the story a different way, you know, even from just reading it as we do in the Bible. When you're actually in that role, it really, it just touches your heart. It just really opened up my heart, and that was quite surprising. But also, what was moving about it for me was that we all have had that experience. I mean, death is so much a part of being human, and our grief at the graves of our loved ones, and our absolute desire to be in contact with them. And in that moment when Jesus appears to Mary, I mean, that is, you know, that is something that we all dream of when our loved ones pass away, that one day we will be reunited. And it really moved me.
That's tremendous. We're here with Chipo Chung. She stars as Mary Magdalene in NBC's AD The Bible Continues, out on digital disc this Tuesday. We're here on the road for Faith Radio. And you mentioned in your first answer, Chipo, the phrase imagined when it comes to what an actor and an actress does in a story like this, which is so extraordinary to, I think, those of us who watch TV and films. And I was just wondering, do you have any special preparation for this role to get into character, so to speak, whether it was research or some other method acting that we sometimes hear about as fans of movies and TVs like this?
My preparation for Mary, actually, I listened to a particular song. It was actually by Enya, who was the Irish vocalist who has just that beautiful etheric voice. And there was one particular track of hers. I can't actually describe what it's called because it's in Gaelic.
Understandable.
But, it was the music that really would put me in tune with the place, but also spoke to something that I do think about Mary Magdalene, that there is something uplifting about her. Of course, the story that we know of her, that she came from, or I guess in the Bible describes her as having been healed of seven demons. And of course, there's that misinterpretation of her as having been a prostitute. There is something very earthy about her, but the fact that she experiences the light of Jesus, there's something so uplifting about that, that there are, and I know in different versions of the Bible, there are also angels at the tomb.
Right.
She meets and greets, and that's what really helped me, especially as we did the crucifixion scenes, which were really so horrific to watch and to imagine, that there's a light even in those moments.
Yeah.
I also did do a phenomenal amount of reading and research on Mary, and of course, there are so many depictions of her and art as well. And that's what was so thrilling about being in AD, The Bible Continues, which is that over centuries, you know, the last 20 centuries, various artists through, you know, the Dark Ages to now have depicted these great moments. So to be in a cinematic version of the recreation of that art was really thrilling, you know, seeing the line. I love the Renaissance art of Fra Angelico and all those, the beautiful Italian depictions of the Bible stories. And those were really inspirational for me to look at when I was doing the research.
Understood. Well, thank you for taking us behind that. It's such a fascinating concept of how you can take yourself inside of a world that we've all heard so much about ever since we were children. We're here with Chipo Chung, who stars as Mary Magdalene in NBC's AD, The Bible Continues, out on digital disc on Tuesday here on the road for Faith Radio. And as you can hear from Chipo's beautiful accent, she's joining us today from the United Kingdom. How are things over there today, by the way, Chipo? How's the weather?
Not bad, actually. It hasn't been raining. It's quite pretty and autumnal. After having spent so much time in Morocco, where we shot AD, The Bible Continues, and it was, you know, so beating hot all the time there. I've been back in England the last few months, and I've been really grateful for the rain.
Understood.
And actually, I've missed it after being burnt by the sun.
Understood. Oh, and that's honestly, this is such an American thing to say, but one of my favorite parts of this interview is just going to be hearing you say the word autumnal, and it just sounds so lovely when you say it that we just appreciate you pronouncing it that way. Thank you. Now, the story told in AD is really centered on the Book of Acts, but for those who didn't have a chance to catch the series on NBC, can you set the scene for us of where the story is when AD starts?
Well, it's really, we know the crucifixion story obviously very well, the Easter story, but what happens to the disciples after that is a story of persecution, really. Their leader has been lost, and there is a real fear for themselves after seeing the horrific scenes of how Jesus is crucified. But also that doubt amongst them, because what's wonderful about depicting this through a television series is that we as the disciples can't possibly know what's going to happen next, or that we're going to be triumphant, or that Christianity is going to be born and spread.
Right.
So they really were living in great fear of persecution, mainly by the temple and, of course, by the Romans, who were an excruciatingly oppressive people. I mean, it's just when you experience that crucifixion scene and you realize that actually Jesus was not the only one who was crucified. Thousands of Jews were crucified during that period.
Right.
So they really lived under that fear. So that negotiation between the temple and the Romans is really the story of AD. The Bible continues, but also about how this persecuted movement spreads like wildfire through a series of miracles. And there's so many wonderful characters who appear in it, various disciples who turn up. We made such great friends on the show. I must say that the casting on the show was quite spectacular and very special. Every actor who turned up was really so unique and absolute gem. Even from the Herods, who were a crazy family, but also in our version, very dynamic and very beautiful, to the Apostle Philip, who performs the miracle of converting the first African to Christianity.
Right.
There's so many miracles that appear in it, and it really could go on forever. So I hope that there is more of it to come in the future.
I want to ask you about that later, but were there any unique challenges? I know this segues with what we discussed earlier, but specific to unique challenges when it comes to playing such a beloved character with such a mountain of history and meaning behind her.
Absolutely. One of the difficulties of playing Mary Magdalene is she's so important in the resurrection story, because she was the first to hear the good news and to witness Christ resurrected.
Right.
But she doesn't actually appear in the Acts of the Apostles. And it's a great mystery what happened to her. I think it's in Luke that it's described that she and a number of women supported the disciples from their own means. And that's taken into the story. Joanna, who was the wife of Chusa, who was the head of Herod's household, features very strongly. And really, Mary's role is that planting the seeds of women in the church, and the women were involved, but they weren't out there on the pulpits or out in the temple preaching. They're obviously in the background, secretly working, secretly making money for the disciples. So that was sort of layered in through her character. For me, it was very important to revise the story of Mary Magdalene, because she has been so misinterpreted, and I really studied the Bible and picking out what is actually said about Mary in the Bible, and nowhere does it say that she was a prostitute. But obviously she was quite powerful if she and the other women were supporting the disciples.
Right.
So that was quite tricky to create a dramatic storyline that is as true as possible to the Bible, but also has to be embellished in order to be in a TV show.
Right. You actually, just to follow up on that, I've seen you use the phrase, is it reverential imagination to describe how you tell a story like that?
Indeed, yeah. To be able to be true to the essence of the Bible, which is so important, but also to understand that storytelling is so important, and storytelling is how people's hearts are opened. And I think that's something Jesus understood very well, because if he of course always spoke in stories and spoke in parables.
Right.
And in many ways, I think that's what AD the Bible continues with trying to do, which was to encapsulate the essence of the Acts of the Apostles, but in a dynamic way that's watchable and gripping, and will get more people to be engaged with the story.
Understood. Chip O'Chung is with us. She stars as Mary Magdalene in NBC's AD, The Bible Continues, which is out here in America on digital disc on Tuesday, and you can find that pretty much everywhere that media is sold. And we want to let you go here in just a moment, Chipo, and we thank you so much for your time and for your magnanimous answering of all of our questions and ponderings here. But we have heard, as you mentioned before, that there have been discussions about continuing with the series, perhaps on another platform besides NBC. Can you tell us any inside information on that?
I don't have any more information than anyone else does about the future of AD, The Bible Continues. I know that there was, obviously, if you watch the first season, which is coming out on DVD on Tuesday, you'll see that there are so many seeds planted of how the story could continue. And there's a wealth, that's the amazing thing with the Bible, there's just a wealth of intrigue and the wonderful miracles that take place chapter to chapter. I think we only got through about the first 10 or 12 chapters of Acts. So I'm sure there will be more in the future, but I couldn't confirm anything for you.
Understood, of course. Well, one of the questions I wanted to make sure and ask you, and the last question perhaps here, was just how has the experience of filming this and making AD, The Bible Continues, changed you as a person? And specifically, I know that you've said before that you've kind of struggled to put it into words, but I'll just ask you again and give you another chance to try. How has it shaped your faith journey specifically?
It has really changed me. I have to admit that. There is something about having embodied that and having been given the opportunity to embody, that's really been very powerful for me, to know that the church is a place in which women have always had a strong role, both as mothers, as in working with Greta Scacchi, who played Mother Mary, but for myself, playing Mary Magdalene, who to me, really the interpretation of her was as a leader, as the other disciples were. And that is truly what I believe, that she was no lesser than the men, and that Jesus saw women as equals. That has, you know, just taking that in that role has really moved me and made me feel more empowered as a woman, as a friend, as a guide and supporter to my friends. So I'm really, really grateful for this very special experience that was shooting this series.
Understood. Well, she played Mary Magdalene in NBC's AD, The Bible Continues. It's out on digital disc this Tuesday across America. She is Chip O'Chung. And thank you so much for your time spent here with us on the road, Chip O. It was a delight to get to know you a little bit.
Thank you. It's an absolute treat to remember this just most remarkable experience, and I can't wait to have the DVD and be able to see it all consecutively. It's an absolute thrill. Thank you.
It was really a treat to talk with Chip O'Chung all the way from the United Kingdom on this trek, On the Road for Faith Radio. I'm Ryan Thomas, and on this special edition of the show, we're shining a light on some of the tremendous faith-based television and film offerings out this fall. In addition to AD The Bible Continues, the poignant World War II drama Little Boy was released on DVD and Blu-ray earlier this fall and is now available for rent and to purchase everywhere media is sold. At the center of the story is the young lead character, Pepper Flint Busby. The remarkable young actor who portrayed Pepper is Jacob Salvati, and he takes us behind the story of the film on this latest edition of On the Road.
Well, he grew up being very small for his age, and no one liked him because of that, so they picked on him. Picking on him means calling him names, throwing him in a trash can, stuff like that. Stuff that's really mean. Mm-hmm. And Nick and Little Boy was one of those mean names that they called Pepper Flint Busby.
Okay, understood. But he has this great friend in his dad who helps him through that, right? Could you tell us a bit about how important Pepper's dad is to him?
Well, Pepper has the biggest faith and the biggest love, and his love is centered on his father. So, he's pretty much best friends with him.
Cool. What then happens? I mean, his dad has to go off to fight in World War II, right?
Yes, and when he does, Pepper is just devastated. I mean, one of the most devastating parts is when the bus comes to pick his dad up to go to war.
But Pepper believes strongly that his dad is going to come back, right?
Yes, that he can bring his dad back through faith.
What is the beginning of that faith? Why does he believe that so strongly?
Well, at first, he doesn't even know what it is. But he says, God's the mover. He can bring my dad back. Why wouldn't he want to bring my dad back? And that makes nothing impossible in his life.
Understood. Jacob Salvati plays the lead role in Little Boy, a movie that's out right now telling a remarkable story about faith. And Jacob, you already have a number of TV and movies that you've featured in. I wonder, what's a day on set like? Is it pretty hard work? Or is it a lot of fun? Or maybe a little of both?
Well, at first, it's really fun because I get to drive myself over in a golf cart.
Yes.
But then when I get to working, it gets kind of, I don't know, boring because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And every actor will say this. But when I was doing Little Boy, it was hard because I was a 7-year-old and I wasn't really up to that yet.
Of course. But it sounds like you did a pretty fantastic job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. What would you like to do for the rest of your life? Do you hope to keep on acting or would you like to do anything else?
I think I'll be a triple threat. A singer, actor, dancer, and yeah, that's all.
Well, that is at least three, so you've got your triple threat then. All right, buddy. Well, you got to work with some fantastic actors in Little Boy. Your mom is played by Emily Watson. You have a friend, a priest, who's played by Tom Wilkinson. And then the town doctor, I believe, is played by Kevin James. So tell us a little bit about what it was like to work with some great actors like that.
Well, it was just such a privilege. And they're just such great people that it's hard not to be their friends. And it was just such an experience for a 7-year-old kid because I dreamed of being them, and I get to meet them, and they tell me that they've learned from me. That's what I've heard. And I learned tons of things from them, but they said that they learned stuff from me. And I'm like, I might grow up to be one of them someday.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And that just made my eyes pop, you know?
So if a person who's listening today to our chat has a chance to see Little Boy, what would you like them to remember about the movie and about this story, Jacob?
I'd like them to remember that nothing's impossible and that they can be their little kids again. They can be those people because little kids don't know war. They don't have war. now little kids do, because the world is coming with corruption and just horrible things that are happening.
Yep.
And this movie will bring out your child. It'll make you better people. It'll bring out what you've missed, what you've thrown away.
That is the voice of Jacob Salvati, the youthful star of the film Little Boy, available on DVD and Blu-ray now all across America, wherever media is sold. Our thanks to him and to Chip O'Chung from AD The Bible Continues for joining us earlier on the road for Faith Radio. And once again, AD The Bible Continues is out on digital disc next Tuesday. And that is it for us on this latest edition of On the Road. Thank you for spending part of your weekend here with us. Until next time, I'm Ryan Thomas for Faith Radio. God bless and goodbye for now.